On January 20th, Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 45th President of the United States. Hundreds of thousands of people will gather in Washington, D.C. to attend the inauguration on the steps of the Capitol building. 8 years ago, Barack Obama, then a senator from Illinois, took the oath of office.
Are you prepared to take the oath, Senator?
Many Hollywood personalities attended both of President Obama's inaugurations. They are not planning to attend the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. Most of the guests for the Trump inauguration will come from the states that supported him. There will also be some diplomats and other international visitors. And people will attend other events as well, including the inaugural parade and big costly parties called balls. As the visitors make final plans for the trip to Washington, many D.C. area businesses are getting ready for the crowds. Although some hotels still have rooms available, most are full. Among them is one of the city's costliest and highest rated places to stay, the Four Seasons Hotel. It is charging much higher prices for inauguration weekend. A night in its presidential suite cost $16,000. And with the hotel requiring a four-night stay during inauguration week, the cost is easily $64,000. David Bernan is general manager at Four Seasons Hotel.
We have people from, you know, political parties. We have people from the business, you know, side of things here. And we also have, you know, people from banks, people from all over, really every single trade.
With the high price for rooms come extra services.
We've got hand warmers available for them, right? Hats and things like that. Just things to make it more convenient for them.
The hotel will give a gift to visitors each day of their four-day stay. The final gift will be a leather box marked in real gold with the symbol of the presidential seal. While Four Seasons visitors are receiving costly gifts, others in town for the inauguration will treat themselves to less costly souvenirs. One business, the Washington Welcome Center, is ready with souvenirs linked to the presidency. Store manager Dexter Morse expects Trump-related objects will be a big seller during inauguration week. Morse says the hottest items are Trump hats.
The Make America Great Again hat. Basically, the baseball caps are selling. I mean, we can't keep them on the shelves.
Visitors at the store do not just shop. They also talk about politics. Henry Jones is a Trump supporter. He is a college student visiting from Georgia.
I think he's got some good qualities, and I know he has his bad qualities too, and there's a lot of differences that people don't agree with. I think he'll bring a lot to the country in his economic status, and you know, the way he's a businessman, I think he can do a lot for the economy.
Store manager Dexter Moore says since the election, both Republicans and Democrats who visit the store are expressing their views.
The Republicans, they will come in and they speak on money issues, whereas though the Democrats come in, they'll seek out the problems and we'll talk about, you know, what's on the news, they're trying to cut Obamacare.
For some, the long lines, crowds, and strong security in the city during the inauguration are not appealing. Business owner Devo Lee says he hopes Donald Trump will make America great again. But he will not be fighting the crowds in D.C. Lee says he plans to watch the change of U.S. leadership on television. I'm Marcia James.